Bavisoft presents...
Grizzly Dogs Western Extravaganza!
Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza is a virtual world set in the Old West, created purely from sound imagery. As you explore the town of Grizzly Gulch, you'll meet and interact with many characters. Want to settle into the saloon for a quick game of chance? Or do you want to try to make a name for yourself by upholding the law against some of the meanest outlaws in the West? It's all up to you in this excellent sound-oriented game.
Okay, I'm now at the computer, and I'm going to give you a demonstration of this new game from Bavisoft. Please note that this demo is being recorded in mono. However, you will need stereo headphones or a good set of speakers in order to play this game. First, here are the system requirements that you'll need for this game. This game works with Windows 95, 98, NT, or 2000, and you need at least a Pentium 60 or above as your processor. You will also need 16 megabytes of RAM or above. And you must have a DirectX compatible sound card, and I'm using a Sound Blaster Live Value as my sound card for this review. You will also need DirectX 6.1 or above, and as I mentioned before, you will need a set of speakers, although headphones are recommended. Now I'm being asked what level I want to go for. Now, the differences in these levels are apparent when you're in a gunfighting scenario. For instance, we have
Cowpoke,
which I highly recommend since it's the easiest level. This level means that when enemies come at you, they will either come at you from the left, that's the far left, the middle, or the right. And in which case, you have to point your gun to either the left, the middle, or the right, depending on where they are. The
Gunslinger
level, on the other hand, is a bit more complicated in that the enemies will not only come from the far left, middle, or right, they will also come from the following directions. They will come from far left, near left, middle, near right, or right. So I recommend going for the cowpoke level.
Cowpoke.
And that's what I'm going to go for now. So I'm going to press the up arrow key.
You start with $50.
When you are asked a question, use the left and right arrow keys to cycle through your response choices. Then press the up arrow to select one. You may access Quick Help at any time by pressing the space bar. You will instantly receive information relevant to the activity or location you are currently in.
And we'll demonstrate
that
in a minute.
To save and exit the game, simply find your way to the hotel and get a room for the night. The next time you play Grizzly Gulch Western Extravaganza, select your player number and you will awaken in the hotel.
Hey, welcome to the town of Grizzly Gulch. My name's Sherman. I'll stick with you and help you out some along the way. If you need more help, be sure to check out the visitor center. Where to?
All right, now we have a list of locations we can visit. We have
the bank, saloon, marshal's office.
I'm just pressing the right arrow key.
Hotel, general store.
Morning to you.
Hotel.
And I'm going left.
Marshal's office. Saloon.
Let's go to the saloon now. So I'm going to press the up arrow key. And it sounds like we're walking to it. Opening the swinging door.
Welcome to the Silver Dollar Saloon. My four nephews will be happy to assist you in such games as blackjack, poker, the slots, or the shell game. Well, what do you want to play?
Let's go for blackjack first.
Play blackjack.
That's right, so I press up arrow and...
Hi, I'm Skeeter, and welcome to my blackjack table. Saddle on up here, partner, and best of luck to you. You're gonna need it. You got $50. Place your bets. Current bet is two.
Now we can move to the right or left to select our bet. And I'm now on two, so I'm going to press right.
Four, six, eight.
Let's go for eight for now. So I'll press up arrow.
Your cards. Six, four. You got
ten.
Dealer showing eight.
So I have ten and the dealer has eight. Now we have a menu of choices we can choose from. We have
hit
or
stick.
Or
double down, status.
And status basically just tells you what you have and what the dealer has again.
Hit.
So let's go for hit.
queen. You got
20.
Dealer showing 8.
All right, I'm definitely going to stick with this one.
Stick?
That's right. Press up arrow.
Dealer's down card, king. Dealer total, 18. You win. Round over. You got $58. Place your bets. Current bet is 8.
So he said that the card that he had was king. And I won. Now, let me demonstrate the quick help for you. And all I have to do is just press the space bar.
Blackjack. Blackjack is a card game in which the object is to get a total of 21 or as close to it as possible without going over. All face cards.
Now, if I want to silence the speech, I just press the down arrow.
To place a bet in any game.
And now I'm getting some instructions on how to place a bet, so I'm going to press down arrow again.
Place your bets. Current bet is...
All right, now it's supposed to be, I think, 8.
6. 8.
There we go. And I'm going to press the down arrow.
Quit.
And it says quit.
You're walking away even with $50. Well, so long. Phone back now if you ever want to try again.
Well, what do you want to play?
All right, we can now leave the saloon if we want.
Leave the saloon. Come on back and see us sometime.
Walking back through the swinging doors and...
Where to?
Let's go to the bank.
The bank.
Hi, welcome to the bank. I'm Cecil. What can I do you for?
Let's check the status of my account.
Account status.
And I'll press up arrow to say, check it.
You have $0 in your account and have $50 on you.
Uh-oh.
Reach for the sky! This here is a robbery! So long! Thanks for the money!
They got away with all the money. Well, looks like you're going to be okay. You should get yourself a gun. Could have helped us out. Anything else?
All right, now we have to, I guess...
Take out a loan? Broke? Sally and Fanny will be happy to give you a loan. How much were you looking to borrow?
How much do you want to borrow? Well, I know that I'm going to need at least...
100.
No.
80.
I'm just pressing left arrow.
60.
That's right. Press up arrow.
Okay, here's your $60. Now y'all, $60. And have $60 on you. Anything else?
So he basically just says that we owe him now $60 and we could pay him back, but then again we're going to lose all our money.
Leave.
And I'm going to leave.
Yep, so long.
Where to?
Well, let's see if we can go find that gun. And to do that, we have to go to the general store. This time I'm going to press the left arrow.
Visitor center. General store.
Press up arrow and we're walking into it.
Welcome to Red's General Store. Looking for a gun, huh? Well, we got a secondhand gun here for $50. Could come in handy in this kind of town. You interested?
And we are, so I can press the right arrow key?
Yep.
But if I don't want it, I can press it again.
No.
And I'm going to press left.
Yep.
And press up arrow.
Here you go. Now you be careful with that. You might want to try that there gun out on the practice range behind the store.
Where to?
All right, let's go to the targeting range.
The bank. Target range.
There we go, and I'll press up arrow. Now, I'm going to start shooting in a few minutes here, and I'm going
to
be shooting...
Welcome to the Targomatic 1800. Prepare.
At some bottles. Is that right? Left?
Not bad. Try again.
Okay, let me just explain what I was doing there for a minute. Now, what happens is, in the game, the bottles will come at me from either the left, the middle, or the right, since I'm in the cowpoke level. And like I said before, in the gunslinger level, it gets a little more complicated because they come at you in just about in all directions, basically. And by that, I mean far left, near left, etc., etc. What I have to do in this case, let's suppose that a bottle is coming at me from the left. I have to move the gun to the left by pressing the left arrow, of course, until I hear it click on the left side where the bottle is. Then I press the up arrow key to fire the gun, and of course you hear the sound of breaking glass. I know it sounds confusing because it's all in mono, but when you get this game, everything will be in stereo, and you'll be able to figure out the different directions that the bottles are coming at you. This is also the same when you're shooting at enemies, such as bank robbers or gang members. They will actually taunt you by saying something like, coming to get ya! From either the left, the middle, or the right, or whatever direction they're coming at you from. Again, you point the gun at them and fire. And then if you hit them, they'll say, "You got me," or something to that effect. Now, I'm going to go back to the bank, and I'm going to wait and see if the bank robbers are going to show up. And when they do, there's going to be another gunfight. Except this time I'm going to be shooting at them. However, there may be some bystanders nearby, and you'll know that because you'll hear them say something like, "Don't shoot me!" And if you do shoot them, you'll hear, "Ah, you shot me!" And you'll possibly be thrown out of the bank, or worse. But anyway, regardless, let's go and see if we can get those bank robbers. Now I'm being asked if I want to try again.
No.
And I'm going to say no.
Where to?
And I'm going to go back to the bank.
The bank.
Press up arrow.
Hi, welcome to the bank. I'm Cecil.
Here they come.
Reach for the sky. This here is a robbery.
Help us, stranger.
Don't shoot. I see him. Let's get out of here.
Nice shooting. Thanks. Here's a little reward. I'm impressed. You know what? I won't tell the marshal about you. If you ever need a favor, come see Cecil. What can I do you for?
Alright, we got the bank robbers and we also got a reward. How about that? Alright, now we can leave the bank.
Pay off your debt.
Nope.
Leave. Yep. So long.
Where to?
Okay, well that's enough for now, so let's go to the hotel.
Target range. Visitor center. General store. Hotel.
Howdy.
Hello and welcome to the hotel. Would you like a room for the night?
And we're gonna say
yep.
Alright, press up arrow.
Okay, right upstairs. Sleep tight now.
And the game will be saved and we're gonna exit.
Thanks for playing.
There you go. Well, I think you can see why after playing this game for a few days, I'm still enthusiastic about it. I gave it a rating of 9 out of 10. Before I give out the website address for Bevysoft, I slightly edited the scene where I was shooting at the bank robbers. I highly recommend this game for players ages 12 and up. In case you're wondering, this program doesn't contain any graphic material or profanity or anything like that. For further information, visit Bevysoft's website at www.bavisoft.com. If you have any comments or suggestions regarding this review, you can email me at k.saperga@dlcwest.com. Again, it's k.saperga@dlcwest.com. For ACB Radio's main menu show, I'm Kelly Saperga.